be good that after offering the vow, after offering the vows, then offer the seven kings' rain, you know, offer seven royalty. And then to overcome the Maras, to overcome the war of the four Maras, there's four Maras, gross and subtle, so to overcome that, they're attacking their war. And then also to lead sentient beings to the sublime bliss, you know. And for that, you usually have overcome, you usually have total control over the sublime, to overcome the Mahayana Dharma, policy of Mahayana Dharma, you see, total control of that. So to turn Dharma, we'll see. They're offering the eight aspects and eight substances also. That which just by touching, seeing, remembering, hearing, eliminate all the inaspect things, grant all those perfectness, grant all the perfectness, blessed by Buddha. So by offering this attitude sign, then may I complete two purposes, works for others, works for oneself. So the one meaning is the cessation of the deployments, quality of cessation, and qualities of realization. It's complete to so qualities of realization works for others, and perfect works for others. Qualities of cessation is a perfect works for self. That's what I mean. So so it creates karma to complete these two works by offering the eight substances. then another offering, five, you see, five times five, so the one bowl filled with all jewels, gold, diamond, gold, has a gold, silver, you know, so remember the whole, there's five jewels filled with that, you know, and one is those, say, curd yogurt recipe. honey and sugar and so five essence and five jewels, five essence, five grains, five. So to set up at the altar is very good. So then you dedicate, you offer this to each of the five kayas. And then you dedicate the sentiments to each of the five kayas. So that's, this is not normal and in the text, but this in the, I saw in Mongolia, the Nunet text, I've seen that. So it's very good to extend. It comes at the end of the initiation, generous initiation, some of the end of the initiation, possibly these things is given. Also, when you do world blessing, world vows, you know, this also comes. This one, giving to the benefactors, you see. You know, so this one, so auspicious. So, I did explain that in the past, and you know, so I don't know whether it was there or not. So, there's verses you can chant. So, this comes out of the vows. The jewels, you know, where you put your jewels in the bowl, then after, when the Nyungne is finished, it can be taken back. You know, put in the bowl there. Then when it's finished, when the Nyungne is finished, people take it back. You know, that we, who it belongs to that, you can do that. So on bowl, five jewels. You know. five jewels, or you can put the five jewels, there's specific, you can put other jewels, that's okay. So, more is okay. More different jewels, that's okay. So then after unit is finished, people can take back whoever it belongs to. It can do like that. You know. This 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. This is what goes into pills that goes into the Kriya Tantra Vas and the Ma Anatraya Tantra Vas. what goes into pills that you put in the vase, you know, for blessing, because all these five has all these five. I mean, you see, explain there, say, in the dedication there, so that there's benefit for that. That's why you need it. That's why more perfect if you have, if you have those pills, which is all these five, see, these pattern five, so these different things. That usually the monasteries usually they make tantra college. Tantra college monasteries they always make, and then monasteries they make, you see, those pills. That there's a little bit different high tantra vas pill and low tantra vas pill, a little bit different. Not so much, but basically same. So anyway, what I'm saying is similar, five, you know, those five is similar to those what goes into those pills. Yeah, look. No. 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 So, I mentioned before to not speak, but talking about blessing the vase, and so maybe so you know, those who were at the many of you, there would be a few years ago we did a Jainist retreat in the monastery up there. What's the name of the monastery?
Qingliang Si.
Qingliang Si. We did so as you remember that time, the girl, because the Naga entered in that, and she drew liberty from there from the vast water, and she said that so many beings outside, that like forest, you know, you see the hungry ghost, like a forest, so I mean, save it for demons. So then, I think we did two nights. I think we did the next day we did buckets, and then bless the water from vase, put there, then ask. She was afraid of something. So then, I don't remember the name. The kind gentleman who was sitting next to her. Sorry, I don't. Never read the correct name. So he knew how to do something. Took it out to sprinkle the water. You know? So I think it's good to do that. They're so beneficial for us, purified, liberating, simply the spirit of the heart and patterns. You know? So I think it's good to, when we do newness, you know, that from bus, sprinkle outside, you know, they go outside to sprinkle. The road there, we sprinkle, you know, for sure, no question how many spirits is there. So somebody go there and sprinkle, you know. In the container, you see, put water from there, and then with a branch of tree, whatever, you sprinkle like that. So somebody go there, sprinkle, it's very good. Then, think they all purified, you know, like a forest, you see, they all purified, and it needs karma, and you know, liberated. It's a very good thing there. That's all good to do, and especially maybe night time, do that, you know. Dusk time or night time, you know. That's very good to do that. So those who can see, and so like that, you see, it's unbelievable. So much, there are numberless suffering beings, you know, outside. So we don't realize how many suffering beings how many suffering beings, you see, kind of they are waiting for us to help them, you see, they're, so I said, I think it's good to that. Hmm? then also the water, when you finish doing it, it goes to give to the sick people, people are dying. See, people, it's very good. And because many people did, you know, meditation, that come from Jesus' hand into. So then it's good. Maybe also good that the house was where you feel strange, vibration was strange, you know, some disturbance of the sprinkle around the house also. I didn't have much belief, but even my concentration was good, so blessing. So, but then after that story, how it was effective to herself, the Naga, and the so many beings need outside, and you know, how they're so useful for them, that I got anyways. Then, I think what I heard was the next day or something, we got to drink that water. Then what Naga was transported to Konyan and left her body. And that was what I heard. And then, I was doing puja, liberating from harm to Vicky Chen. So some of you might so she had health problems. So there was a Haikirva, true Haikirva puja. So there was need to sort of make a little park, like a place, you see. You need to make creative, you know. So the sitting the house, that Kapan Mang, who writes the person permit for me there. So he met, he was somebody, you know, who was half of the house, America, because. So made very nice, small garden sort of there for the Naga to put trees or something around. So anyway, she had a feeling that Naga was coming out of her, going to that place. But then when the vasa water was put on her head, the Naga went quickly to that the garden that was met, you see. So quickly. The rest of the body quickly went there. So, even the visualization, as a no good quality, but just almost nothing, you know. But it seems that the vast water, simply does, even my vision is nothing, but this just seems, no clarity, no stability, nothing, but it seems that that has a, that definitely has power. even from that story. So I think here many people did visualization, so I think very good to spring outside, you know. give to take away, give the sick people and who were dying, you know. Yeah, so the house with some disturbance, you know, strengthened, spring up to purify them, you know. It's good. they can use drink, but also sick people, you see, put in the basin or the washing, the place, you see, put the water there, then you can mix other water. then you use to wash, and then, so to purify, people have paralysis or people have, anyway, you know, sickness or harms from. So, anyway, if the wash and then also person think at the same time purifying all the sicknesses, spiritual harm, need karma, development, these four things purify. And that's very good. Nada. So master introduce the people. This is vast, must introduce everybody. Not enough just having the vast, but let able to know the vast of your visualize, you know. See from Jesus' hand to that coming, all that. So everybody can concentrate. Make prayer. I would think it definitely would be Janice who would be there. To bless the vast. So it's from us, we don't have karma to see generously there, and also, you know, not like a faith in that, we see. Also, you can do is people who do uni, at the end of the session, you see, then everyone takes some water, then you can use the morning to wash yourself. So if you request to Janice to bless, then you see, if you request to especially then. I'm going to go to the hospital. Wish, I think, do what you want. Wish feeling, mantra wish feeling. Whatever the needs, then it become, you know, or the, the mantra having, power. I've forgotten the exact name. This namaswata kata all of the sambara, namaswata kata all of the om sambara sambara. This is for the landlord and for the peddlers, and you chant this the dharma, like, it's like oceans, or it's like a city, you know. When you come by airplane, how the city is so large, you know. Nighttime, the lights all over. Dharma, you see the food and drinks, whatever they need, you see, like skies. So this mantra is unbelievable. When you make a food charity practice, that's one of the. This is not, there are other mantras. But this is one of the mantras. So if you do that 7 times like that, you know, you put bread or you put grains, doesn't matter, whatever. Even if it's very small, I think I saw in the Chinese monastery that I think connection with the Ama Chimiru, I think the benefactor to this great master who is very famous in Vinaya in Taiwan, you know, who is very famous in Vinaya practice, that monastery. I heard he was against to like building, you know, building huge temples or, you know, huge things. He was against that. I mean, he's been living in Taiwan for a long time, for so many years, but there wasn't. Nothing was done. Only when I was there, there's some little construction happening, but it's surprising he was here for so many years, but nothing really developed. So humble, unbelievable, humble that master, those great masters. But when I came, he, you know, prostrate to say, put his forehead on the ground and prostrate. So unbelievable, humble. Embarrassed. You know. So that time the monks doing puja, you see, in the bowl, they had a few grains, few rice. So they do, I think, hours of pujas. But the bowl, there's only a few grains. I think it might be similar. So in the evidence, there was a few grains, you know. But you see, with this mantra, they get like oceans of skies. So this is unbelievable. This is namasavatatakata avaluta om sambara sambara. You see, this for the landlord, for those beings, you see. Such easy way to benefit for, you know, those number of sentient beings to liberate, you see. So just to get in it, just say, So there's few different practices. There's Buddha explained in Confucius. There are two different practices, you know, that you use this mantra for. You see, charity to eat patterns, but therefore they get the like skies. You know, they're two different practices. First one, just that seven times. Chant each time you do this. It's not finger each time. You know. When you finish the mantra each time you do this. So it seems snapping fingers very important. In these practices, it seems very important. And also if you do very fast, you know, without break, if you do very fast, but for them they understand something else. So yeah, you have some break between each. Anyway. First one, just that. Next one is so you do seven times, the one, not the food. Then you recite the four Buddha's name. Yeah, this is Shakyamuni Buddha, Manjushri, Janarasi, Vajrapani. That's real. But the name is not same, name is different. So you said, I think I explained in the commentary of the Sutta. I explained the commentary. If you read the commentary of the Sutta practice, it is there, each name, benefit of each name. If you recite what benefit, the same thing is the unlimited number of centimeters, what benefit they get. So it's there. So I didn't explain here. Not in the garbage, some space, some garden or some, on the roof or well, somewhere, some space, not in the garbage. So second one is seven times with the kids. Then you recite this for, you hold container with food inside, you hold like this. This one you do like this, you chant mantra. When there are seven times, and at each one you do like this. Then you throw it. Some practices there. The second one is the same, again, you hold, you know, stretch out your hand like this. But there should be smell of onions, garlics, you know, because then some that they run away because of the smell. There shouldn't be any food, you know, in the nail, between nails. So there are some spreaders that they smell, they run away. So therefore you have to clean your teeth and the hands will be clean. Some spreaders they run away, maybe smell. So you just stretch out and then you do seven times, then you recite these four mantras. For Buddha's name, you know, process. Then all these different benefits by the things in there, they get unbelievable benefit, you know. They transform mind in a good heart. Just perfect body and all this. they get whatever they want, and that was the first one. The last one, you see, if they're attacked by some other beings, you know, makes to feed him. I myself had an experience three times, so that last Buddha. By saying that if somebody is attacked by somebody, you chant this mantra, it makes freeze them. In Mexico, New Mexico, when I was the first time, there were the offices there. The one lady was driving the car and putting petrol inside. So there was a wolf dog chasing the rabbit, and the rabbit crossed the road. Then the dog went after that. Then I don't know what to do. So I chanted this. I remember suddenly this man, this Buddha's name. He said, what time is it? I was a chanter, you know. What time is it? approach to the Dalai Gaza, who is free from all the dangers. They certainly remember this, and then chant this. Then this dog came back afterwards, very disappointed, you know. You can see the depression, you can see the face, you know, not happy, very disappointed, you see, came out. So I think maybe he didn't get it. So then the second one, Geshe Sopas, when I was there taking course, outside the door, there was a spider in some insect. So I said, if it's true, this Buddha said name can release. If it's true, this should happen. So that not very strong, but if it's true, this should happen. Then the spider was left, suddenly dropped. Then third one at the Aptos house in America, there was another insect holding the other one, grabbed, then jumped, then left. So it's very good when when you see animals, spiders is getting some of the animals, or that you can't really help, you know? You can't really do with the hands. You can't call police. You can't call ambulance or police, you see. That's they might think you are crazy. Anyway, is that animals attack another animal or people similar you can use about people, you see. Somebody's attacking that man, so you see. So anyway, not only necessarily only for animal, you can use about people. So I think when there's a war, you know, attacking, killing each other, there, you can chant that, you know. So taking practice these four or something, then you throw. I think there might be three. Maybe that. So that's three times like that. That's not 100% sure. But anyway, so I'm saying both practices with this mantra, the true sight, I'm saying. But there's other. Or there's other mantras also for other practices, or prayer, you see. I'm just saying how this mantra is so unbelievable. You know, wish feeling for this numbers, you know, the landlord was the girl with one, and then all the, you know, prayers and those spirits, you see.
You mentioned the animals in Aptos house. What animals are they? You said the third time.
Third Aptos house.
Yeah. What animals were
they? I remember it was an insect. Got attacked. Got another one. Then they also left. Also, when I decided that, it dropped. But that's without touching with the hands. It just dropped. I was very shocked or surprised. You know, the second time at Geshe Sopa's place. Mm-hmm. Then immediately left. It was passed. So anyway, so when you start the teaching, there's different things. For Western people, most important is sleep. They don't care of tea. But in Nepal, I mean, it's like Lukumbus or the Tibetans, not the sleep, is the tea, or tea and the food is the most important in the morning. The third day in the morning, that's the most important, not the sleep. You can't sleep. Also, if you're hungry, you can't sleep. But Western people seem that that's not the food, is drink is not the thing, it's the sleeping. But I don't know here for you how this, but well, I don't know what is it. So to help, you know, that you can have tea when you the next morning when people gather, you can have tea at that time. Then food you can have the morning for the food doesn't have to be light outside. When you see at the east, a little bit whitish, That's the very beginning of the. That's the very beginning of the day, at the dawn. The very beginning of the dawn time when you see whitish in the east side, whitish. All the star, all the light, all the brightness of the stars gone, and the whitish stars at the eastern side from where the sun comes. That's the very beginning of the dawn. So that time you can have food. That it all depends on what you thought when you're taking a vow. Until tomorrow sun rises. It depends how. Basically, it means until tomorrow. You see, the sunlight in the place. You know, it depends on how you think. You know, the sunlight in the area that you see that or the. Basically, I mean how you define, but generally the day next day is already started. When the whitish starts from the white, when white sunrise is the whitish starts, all the brightness starts gone, and whitish from that's the beginning of the day. That's all the next day. That's according to CD. That's according to text, but of course according to West, then according to West, you know the. A day starts from after 12 o'clock. See, now it's what? Now it's 12 o'clock, 12:58. So only the next day, come to west, come to west. But anyway, during advanced passage, you see, until tomorrow sunrise. So then, it's all to be strict. It depends on how you define it. Basically, it means until next day. So next day is like that. So anyway, the Yung is so difficult, you know, to not get that thought. Yung is so difficult and discouraged. So, then it's better to have drink. But as the drink you can have, when the people start, you can drink. And, according to Gachen Yeshe Yeltsin, this great Lama, according to his tradition then, the monastery near Bauda, that was the first Nyungne that I attended. So after the, you know, when the vast waters passed, then after that they offered the, already light, a lot of light, you see, and then offered the food. After the verse was passed, but basically, see when the dawn time, you know, the next day already started, then you can have food. And then, basically, you see, when the next day already started, whether it's sunlight or not. but you know, individually, if you think until sunlight means there's actual sunlight in the area, if you possibly think like that, then you should be according to that. So generally, see, whether sunlight there was, whether sunlight or not, after whenever the verse, that time already, you know, I mean, usually there's already much light, you see, generally, anyway. But the down below Laudo, this great Astrik Lama, the Lama of the nuns, Tamil nuns, and the monks. His style, his tradition is that in the very early morning they start 3 o'clock, and then he waits outside in the big container of brown sugar. Each monk nun he gives in the hand. You see, first time when they come, they will give this, and they have to drink. So because stomach, they told me that my stomach is very empty, and when they drink, this is give them vomit. That's why they told me they can't digest it. So it's vomit. Brown sugar, you know, the lama gives brown sugar, they liquid. So anyway, immediately when they get in the Gomba, they serve tea and they serve food. This is according to the lama's tradition. Because the lama didn't want to discourage people coming from Yunnan. They wanted people to think, oh, this Yunnan is so difficult, I don't want to come next time, you see. They want to think that because there's so much benefit, you see. Even though that's not perfect, in the early morning to serve, but the Lama didn't want to discourage them because they so much benefit they get by eating Yunne. Even though that's not correct, but many things they get to practice. So the Lama didn't want them to miss those opportunities. So because it's out of his compassion, you see, he didn't want people to discourage. So anyway, so what you should do is, what I'm saying is that when the whitish starts from the east, then you can have food. Whether vast water passed, not passed. When the next day starts, you see. But the tea can be served when the people gather. So that anyway, so there should be enough food for everybody. And usually, how to say, yeah, I don't know, but it makes something good. And so that people's are in hunger, those things. And there should be plenty in people eat dish. And I want to tell a story that I was going to, you know, this nun, this famous nun, what's her name? Went many times.
Chuan Wen Fa Shi.
There are two famous nuns in Taiwan. One is who also built schools, hospitals, social service. Very famous. The other one, what's her name? Taiwan? Wulin? Who has built hospitals, schools, who is very much involved in social services, and then the other nun, who is very much involved in practice, you know, the chanting, reciting sutra, doing prostration, all the nuns to prostration to each word of the sutra, the minute they finish, they again to start from the beginning, you know. One time when I was there, was the third time or fourth time, from the they finish prostration to each word of sutra. And it is now the third time. So one who is very, very much into practicing morality and you know, strict and practice morality. So when the center was traces our house upstairs, and which part of town?
It's Shilin, you know, it's very near Mrs. House.
Mrs. House.
Ah.
Okay. So near Mrs. House.
Yeah, in Shilin.
Yeah.
Shilin. That's near
Zhongying Wenhua. That's right. So we get up. Tris's husband, father, you know, the wife, you know, his wife. So they go every week to see the nun. And the abyss, the disciple of the abyss. So they go every week there. They go. So she was the first person. Must be a lama. She's you know, the blessing or must be his activities. So Tracy went to see her before I met her, before I met the abyss. And then Abbas explained about Mithya Pautra, and she promised to give $4 million. And but you know, somehow, even before I met her, the Abbas, this is what. But of course, got copy, but not. I'm not sure whether got even half, but didn't enough karma to get all what she said. So anyway, you know, of course, went many times to see her, also for Selachie Food Fund and things. So, I mean, supported quite a few different times, a lot of money for Selachie Food Fund, the country. And, so anyway, so before you go to the temple, there's a place where you stop and eat food, you see. So the first time, the father was telling us that he can advise, you know, how to behave, you see, at the temple. You see, that you should not leave any food in the container, you know, nothing should be left. And so the one master met the president, I think president of Taiwan, and then the president left some rice. The master scolded the president, you know, left some rice in the bowl. Anyway, you know, they have to behave, you see. Because he's, of course, very concerned, you know. Because he's bringing us there. So anyway, I should have kept quiet, but I didn't keep quiet. I didn't shut my mouth. So then what I did was, I said, if your motivation of eating food is not virtue, then it's same as putting in the garbage. You know, it's food. No difference putting in the garbage and putting it here. If your motivation is the dharma, the virtue. So my mouth, when it came out from my mouth like that, so the father didn't say anything. Yeah. Anyway, so she'd be playing the food to say. Because we should cherish sentience more than Buddha. We should cherish more. The quickest way to achieve enlightenment is if we cherish sentience more than Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Then you can achieve enlightenment quickest, otherwise not. Kadamba Geshe's advice. Kadamba Geshe's advice. You see, ordinary people, they cherish Buddha, Dharma, Sangha more than sentient beings. All the ordinary people, but in reality, but you see, your practice, what should be, cherish more than sentient beings, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Ordinary people cherish more I than others. Practice what should be is cherish others. Then ordinary people, they cherish more this life than their future lives. So in the practice, seeking happiness this life, then seeking happiness future lives. You see, so ordinary people, this is what ordinary people do. So practice, Dharma practice, what should be done? Seek happiness future life and renounce this. So anyway, this is the real Dharma practice is this. So therefore, So anyway, usually they make something good, you see, in British people have a hungry and then, you know, something to come to one, like that. So that's very important, really, you see. President, king, president running country, if the attitude is like this, then he will succeed. Everybody will like him, he will succeed, you see. But if it's opposite to that, then the only thing of him and not taking care of the population, then many problems will arise, and then complaints, and then, you know, even before he finished position, then they should sign. So anyway, so same, you know, the same in Dharma Center. Same in Dharma Center also. like that. So well, our main objective should be the sentient beings to make them happy, to please them, you see, to worship the sentient beings. That's how it should be. And so we follow the Bodhisattva's examples. Bodhisattva, how Bodhisattva they do. And you see, the Bodhisattva cherish only sentient beings. Buddha cherish only sentient beings. So whatever they do is for sentient beings. So that we should follow the example. And then, same if you're running company, you know, if you're running Dharma Center, company, family, even you're running family, same. So that way, then so much harmony, peace, and then all your wishes, everybody will support, everybody will help your wishes to be fulfilled. So like that. Actually, I meant to go to the toilet, but then actually I meant to be toilet, running towards the toilet, but then so my mother got upset with the talk. So stop here. second one, Bhagavad Gita, to be generated in the hearts of all the leaders of the countries. And the third one, Bhagavad Gita, to be generated in the hearts of all the Muslim people. And another, you know, who does have harm to harm the world, to harm others. The Bodhicitta to be generated in their hearts without delaying a second. So this is the most urgency prayer. Solution for those to solve the world to solve the world problems. This is the best one. when we do prayer to generate Bodhicitta, the heart of all the sentiments. You have to know that. You have to know that you are praying to generate bodhicitta in the hearts of all those insects, all those fish in the water, tiny ones, and this size ones, you know, this size ones that, you know, blings going like this, you know, in the ocean. You know, groups, they go like this, so many. And you have to know that you are praying to generate bodhicitta in all their hearts. And the sharks, the large and small, all the things. You know. And then all the shell animals on the beach, you know, on the rocks, on the in the water, you know, the shell animals, numberless are like sand, you see. So you're praying to generate bodhicitta, you know. When you pray, you are praying, you have to know that praying to generate bodhicitta in all their hearts. And we're praying every mosquito. There's in the universes or mosquitoes that were flying around, you see, in the room or whatever. So you're praying to generate bodhicitta in all their hearts. When you pray to generate bodhicitta in every heart, so including them, every mosquitoes, every ant you see in the road, in the house, you see, mouse, rats, cockroaches. You're praying. You should know you're praying bodhicitta in all their hearts. You know. All the tigers, the snakes, you know. I got these, they're such a terrifying wild animals, you know, unbelievably terrifying for other animals. So we're praying to them with in all their hearts. And yeah, every insect, those tiniest insects, those on the dam wood, tiniest insect on the dam wood. To remember, when we pray, we're praying to them with in all those insects. They're numberless. So, including your enemy, including the person whom you don't like, whom you hate, or who hate you. So, it includes when we pray, Jaya Bodhicitta, also includes Jaya Bodhicitta and those people's heart. You're praying, you see, increasing. So same when you do a retreat, sadhana, whatever you're doing, you know. Charity or sleeping or eating, whatever you do for a sentient being, even doing sadhana, you know, chanting malas, chanting mantras, chanting mala or chanting mantras, whatever. Anyway, so for sentient beings, so then that means, you see, all those, it includes all those beings. I'm sure in this world there must be, you know, there's so many insects in the, and outside and inside, you see, it includes everything. Includes all the people in Africa, all those, you know, all the people always fighting each other, tribes, and putting the body on the men's body, women's raped, men's body put on the table and chopped. So, all those, when we pray for the Jesus, it includes all those. And all the Iraqi people always experience suicidal bombs, it includes everyone, all those people. You know. It includes Bin Laden. It includes Bush. Whether sadhana or whatever practice we do for deliver, you know, for sentient being, for the benefit of sentient being, it includes everybody. So it is incredible, unbelievable. Unbelievable, you see, this prayer to put to the inner all of them's heart. So it includes all these beings that you see around you in the road, including your own families, people who are dying in the hospital, who are unbelievable sick, you know, coma, and unbelievable sick in the hospital, at home, who are dying at home in the hospital. So the others, all the families around, so crying, you know, so sad. So includes everybody. We pray like this. So it's a really wonderful prayer. It's unbelievable, you know. You see how we don't know how the sentient beings, numberless and so all kinds. You see, unbelievable. Even just the animal itself, so many different kinds, numberless. We are praying to all. It includes everybody. You see. on the grass. There's so many tiny insects, you know, that when you walk, they're jumping. So many. And when there's cow dung above, there's so many tiny insects, you know, like this, flying around. There are many hundreds and hundreds of the cow dung. See? And also sometimes in space, I don't know what they hear, but I've seen Italy and other places. When the sunlight comes, you see it, so many, you know. But when there's no sunlight, you don't see. You see. Looks like they don't exist. But through sunlight, you see unbelievable space, you know. Unbelievable. So, anyway, the Kachan Bodhicitta, when they pray, so include all of them. So it's wonderful. It's unbelievable, wonderful. Such as prayer, which I put it to you. So, whenever you do things for others. Chanju, Sanjoy, Rimboy, Jim, Haji, Baba, Haji, Joy, Jeva, Nyamboy, Mimboy, Kone, Kondoy, we take all the merits. Three times clubbed today. By one, three times clubbed by others, especially all the merits clubbed today. But, you know, taking my precedent of the new day, all the processions and recitation mantras, unbelievable. We discuss merits with these practices. So we dedicate poisonous a long life. And the next one is the all the holy wishes be submitted, okay? Kare rave gurve yeshin gamande.
Tere
sewa intenze yenja zoi shabe se de ya pa to ya de en jo je and aspire to fulfill all the holy which is it's translated in Chinese but it is the English
save of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings who has extensively clarified the path that unifies emptiness and compassion. To the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, our request, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. Also, all the gurus say the same. May the father, mother, sentiments and happiness. May the three lords be empty forever. May all the Buddha's prayer be succeeded immediately. May I be able to cause all this to happen by myself alone. We take it, including Taichung, the centers, Taiwan, and all the rest of the world, to be most beneficial for those sentiments and able to cause to generate faith in the refuge, in the Dhamma Sangha, and the karma
and the house of all the sentiments, and called bodhicitta in all the house. And, particular spirit lama. So as Lama Tsongkhapa is teaching, you know, refined gold, the refined sutra, in the house of all the sentiments. Perceive all the needs for that. And, whatever each center has projects, whatever projects they have, to do social service and to spread Dharma, everything to be succeed immediately. So all the three time it is complete and it's all about this. Then, all the projects, including all the building, all the every material, the statue in this world, different parts of the world, and all the rest of the projects in this world, as the rest of the projects in this organization, they serve the monasteries and the sangha and the deities, the social service, various social services, and everything to be succeed immediately by civil needs, and to be most beneficial in the needs, and then all the organizers, the organization, all the organizers, and all the students, and those who give up their lives, so many who give up, who sacrifice their lives for the organization, to give service to others, Buddha, and those who rely upon my promise, prayers, name is good to me, to service them, may everyone have a long life, to be healthy. All the wishes, whatever they have, to be succeed immediately, according to the Dharma. And most importantly, everyone able to actualize their teaching Lama Tsongkhapa in this very lifetime, in everyone's heart, in this very lifetime, without delay in a second. These are all the past, present, future, made this good, that which exists, but which is empty. May the I who exists, but which is empty, achieve Genesis enlightenment, which exists, but which is empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but who are empty to that Genesis enlightenment. Which exists but is empty. By myself alone, who exists but who is also empty. May the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching be flourished forever in this world and explain all the directions by complete philosophers as well. In the hearts of everybody in this world. Chiji Jabu Tsonga Vichu Nambara Beva Keje Tema Shiva Tang Tunje Ma Lue Tang
Wai Shou Yu Aung Yang Tsongkha Vafa Lu Tsongkha Li Tzu Chi Tzu Shi Tsang Lai Tzu Tsang 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 Tzu Shi Tsang Lai Tzu
You did the multi-line mantra. You did multi-line. They multiple the multi-line the marriage center. You did the prayer for death. The first time Nyungne I teach in Taiwan, it's one small nunnery in Taipei, near the mountain. But the area is very beautiful, mountain and the nunnery, the small nunnery, very beautiful. So the very beautiful area, very beautiful place. So there's one daughter. Who was single? The nun was single.
Actress. She was actress. She was an actress.
Oh, yeah. Then the mother wanted to build a temple, so then mother had always had wished to build a temple, so build the temple, and so she built the temple with her money that by doing actress, and so then the mother was sick, paralyzed. So in the feng shui book it says, you build a house, middle and high, the lower. Their family there will get sick. I saw in the feng shui book. So I saw the house like that. You know, so the mother had paralysis. Mother is very alive, you know, very wonderful, very wonderful, very spiritual, very wonderful, very, very, a lot of inspiration. Even the heart body, you know, cannot do function. So anyway, the one time Yongnian was organized there, I'm sure there must be some people here who went for Yongnian there. So the the exciting part is this. I think the, you know, the first day of Yongnian, food was served, and I took with chopsticks. I took one bite, and then I took one bite. Completely okay. I didn't have to eat for the rest of the food. That's the only Yongnian I didn't. That's the only Yongnian I didn't get hungry. No thought of food. No thought of food, those two. That Yongnian, no thought of food. Usually, like tonight, like today, end of the day, there, some difficulties, you see. Can't, then the next early morning, can't sit straight, you know. It's loud though, you know. Difficult, so there's a rush to have tea, you know. Every morning to have rush to some drink, you see. So the first day comes, then that's kind of, you know, it revives. So so that, you know, the first thing ta, you see that, I just took one small piece from that. And then not thought, completely stomach full. The 2 days, you know. No thought of food at all. Very interesting. The nun must blessed. The nun must have blessed the food. Thank you. Anyway, no appetite at all. Completely. It's very interesting. Just a thought to share the story with you.